I can assume you can hear me okay. Nice. So this morning period is a 20-minute guided meditation. I will then follow up with meditation instructions. And the intention is to actually speak a little longer on the theme with you. I know some of you have work, studies, kids, etc. So it is being recorded, and I will put it up on the blog with the other recordings of mine from this week for those of you who may wish to listen. So let's have this guided meditation together, with primarily on the theme of renewal this morning. So the usual sitting with the posture. So a fullness of the sitting. So there's real presence. An alertness. An established mindfulness here and now. If in the beginning of the day we could just find, before the day really gets underway, just 2 or 3 minutes of sitting with full presence, just as we are doing now. It would contribute to a renewal of mindfulness, presence, harmony of body and mind. And thus a genuine preparation for the unfoldment of our day. Just with a few minutes of just this which we are doing right now. can experience the sensations in the body, warmth, coolness, places of comfort, discomfort. So consciousness, it means being conscious, and the elements genuinely feel very close together. To help reveal the subtlety of the vibrations, of the sensations, of the tingling, of the pulsations of physical life. And this contributes to renewal. To the integration of consciousness with the elements. And thus the power of mind can vitalize the elements, expose the interactive sensations, it's a form of renewal, refreshment, preparation. Life can feel to be more alert, dynamic, energized. And this quality of preparation supports the recognition of the creative idea. Giving a chance for an initiative to emerge and reveal itself in consciousness. Something may stand out, which requires our attention, our reflection, our change, our inquiry, our development. and we have the energy, so we don't procrastinate, meaning we don't postpone, we don't put off, we don't push back or push it back into the dark corners of the mind. Mindfulness reveals, it's metaphorically shedding light upon it's exposing what was not seen before or not seen clearly enough. Can be the first step to what needs to develop, what needs to change, what we need to work with to energize, to renew, to make an initiative. Mindfulness can't do that for us. That's not its function. It can't make us wise, compassionate, insightful human beings. It is a contribution it is a factor of support for renewal, for creativity, for an engagement, for discovery. Renewal is indispensable it's a major reflection the signs for renewal they show in tiredness, busyness, boredom, dullness, irritability, indulgence. habits, addictions. Signals to us of the necessity for renewal. Renewal for healthy change. Renewal of a healthy state of mind. There's no excuse for avoiding renewal. Avoidance means more suffering for oneself and contributing to the suffering of others too. So renewal means taking steps for well-being, purposeful, deliberate, conscious. Making life easier for ourselves and for others. This guided meditation is a contribution to renewal, both as a practice, as a reflection, as a reminder. We need extra strings to our violin, meaning extra ways that contribute to this renewal. And to remember them. Be mindful of them and apply them. Remaining minute or two. Abiding in the stillness. in the human experience of non-doing. It's not indifference. Non-doing is not laziness. It's not inaction. It's a receptivity to the vibrancy of the being. And not losing, wasting energy on doubts and fears and blame. And the regularity of our renewal will dissolve much of that. Through taking a real interest in the totality of a single day. May all beings remember the importance of healthy renewal. May all beings experience the vibrancy of the day. May all beings engage in wise action. All right. Thank you for lending an ear. I'm going to speak for a few minutes. As mentioned to you, it will go past the allotted time. So it will be available on the blog sometime today. So a couple of points with the form and the form less or the informal, and a little bit more on the specifics of renewal and creativity. Just before this final day's got underway with us, I just finished a Zoom retreat. The closing talk was on the duality of the retreat and daily life. Some of you have been on residential retreats, probably the most of you at some point. And one of the biggest questions which arises for people is, what are the ways to, as it were, take with us the valuable experiences, practices, meditations, mindfulnesses, reflections into the daily life circumstance. And the talk was devoted to this theme. It's probably the most, one of the most touched upon questions that I hear. It may well be the same for you too. So, in other words, there is the support in the formal ways. You are working as a mindfulness teacher. your students, your practitioners, the group that you will work with, will probably ask very similar questions. It's not always easy for people to see the link between the formal structured periods and the daily life. And it will take some good skills on your part. So what I mean by that, there is this rather formal sitting posture. People will need reminders, as well as ourselves, on the value of the formal sitting posture, sitting at the desk at work, sitting on the train, sitting in the car, sitting at home at the table for the meal, etc. Rather similarly with the standing posture, there are plenty of times when you and I are standing. We're standing in a queue. We're standing to wait to meet a friend. We're standing on the railway station or the bus stop, whatever. That is a standing meditation time. It's there. We are walking. We may be used on the retreat to walking in that very slow, mindful form, very effective for really connecting with the whole being. But walking at normal speed can be a real mindfulness meditation. And this word mindfulness, as you have heard from us over the period of time, in the Pali, that's a language from the Buddhist, from the Buddha, mindfulness includes remembering. The word sati, S-A-T-I, is mindfulness and remembering. Both are go together like wood and trees. So let's remember, which means let's be mindful of all four postures, which can be applied in the daily life without anything in that kind of formal way that many of you have experienced on the residential retreats or on the Zoom retreats. There is the forms of the day. These forms include your roles. They include what you do. They include just the structures and timetables that you and I have. But the day isn't just that. Then there is the opportunity for the renewal. And the word in English, the word renewal is quite an kind of useful concept. Meaning, it is to make new, renew all. And the renewal brings about the freshness. Of course it does, it's new. And that freshness means there's not the repetitious habit and conditioning slowing us up or tiring us out. So we check in with ourselves. What will contribute to renewal? That may require from us, and remember this is something of the theme over these days for yesterday and today, we may ask and we may inquire with ourselves, one of life's great questions, what contributes to renewal? That's going to take some reflection, and you may come up with something. It could be the walk in the nature. It could be music, could be poetry, it could be the sitting forms. It could be some reflection. What would bring some freshness to this job? Some freshness to the time with the kids? Some freshness to the study there? Yesterday in Totnes, where I live, it's a bit of a funky town, and it was a delight to witness in the what's called the Civic Square, where today the it's a market day. So after I've spoken with you, I'm off to the market to get my fruit and veg and stuff. So yesterday there was a live band playing in the market, Totnes being Totnes. People were dancing there and having their takeaway oat lattes, and the kids were running around, the dogs were running around, and the seagulls were picking up the bits and pieces of people's sandwiches, and there's a lovely vibrancy going on. And sometimes just to be in all of that and to share in all of that and to watch from the little kids to the golden oldies, the white-haired club, dancing together in the square around with all this buzz going on. Wonderful for renewal. So we need to say, well, what's going to contribute to renewal? Feel the energy of that. Sometimes we're tired. And I find for myself, a 20-minute nap during the day. At the moment here, it's 3 minutes past seven. So for speaking, it's a bit of an early start this morning, 6:30 a.m. But I quite enjoy it so far. And so sometimes I just lie in the bed upstairs, just put the cover horizontal, flat on my back, completely still, and just feel the whole body resting on top of the mattress and just be magnificently still. As, dare I say this, because one day it's going to be like this, as still as a corpse. Completely still there. And it might well be the last, it might not be, but it might well be the last posture of our life. So I remember as monks, we did a lot of this horizontal posture, the death posture as well. So just being completely still, relaxing into the body. Sometimes one fades out, sleeps, may or may not, but a renewal can come. So have, if I, as a practice here, a few points for renewal. What works for you? Be creative with it. And it's easy to know if it's working. You will witness from your own experience the benefits in the areas where you might feel more tired or bored or irritable. And that shift, so as you apply the energy, of course tiredness will come. Okay, what's going to renew that? Do I need just to be in the horizontal posture? Do I need to do something else? What will you do? And then engage again. And quite a few of these, of your reflections on renewal, can actually be done in the moment. One of the areas I make regular reference is the polite English way you say of going on a rant about, and this is the addiction, it's not a habit, the addiction to the screen. So I'm on a campaign against it at the moment. The moment meaning for about a decade. So really be mindful of your use of the screen. It's called the mobile phone. I'm encouraging people not to look at their mobile phone until they've left home. Give yourself a break. The tablet, if you've got one. The computer screen. The TV screen. It would be a great pity to spend years of our life in which we're not in touch with reality, but we're more in touch with the addiction to the screen. Some of us, and I am one of those, who do spend hours each day on writing, therefore the use of the screen there. But it takes a little discipline for all of us, if you want renewal, to really use that mobile phone very carefully, very mindfully, to minimize that horror called Facebook, even though some of us put our stuff on it, but just minimal, and that itself will bring renewal. It tires the brain cells. It's not healthy for our biology, and all the evidence shows the tiredness, the comparing, the dullness. Whoa. So yes, use your mobile phone. Yes, use your computer. Yes, use your laptop. Yes, have a look at YouTube. Yes, have a look at the TV. But really make sure you've got enough clarity. You're not doing it because of a compulsion. You're not doing it because you're bored. You're not doing it because you did it yesterday. That itself would make an enormous difference to our life. So that's the end of the rant. So you get the point. A couple of other, small points here with you. One of the things which vitalizes us, I find, is creativity. And with the fullness of the day, quite often we need some space. I appreciate it's not easy to find. You know, you've got your work, you've got your commitments, you've got a home, you've got bills to pay, you've got perhaps elderly parents to go and see, or your kids or relationship partner to nourish, and more. And all of that are in the forms of many people's day. So the exploration here, in terms of the creativity, creativity tends to come to us. It emerges out of the being. You know, someone said to Bob Dylan, "Oh, those songs that you wrote in the 1960s, they are some of the greatest songs ever written. Why can't you go and write some more like that?" Actually, if one knows Bob Dylan, he has written some fabulous songs in the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years. He didn't dry up. But the more important point being made here is not about Bob Dylan. It's about, we can't just go and be creative. We can't say, "Oh, I'm going to be creative now." It comes to us. And we want to be able to listen to the quietest whisper of it, as well as the yes, passion that arises. Both are important. And it doesn't have to be dramatic. It's the fresh idea. I find for myself, quite often, the first thoughts of the day will carry a creative idea. And I don't want to forget, I'll write it down, a sentence or a word or two about that. And it might be for a poem, it might be for a blog, it might be for a communication, it might be for something in the home. So really, our space, our renewal, renews our energy, our interest, but it renews our creativity as well. So it's healthy reflection on one's life. And then, let me just have my sip of my morning cup of tea here. And as I'm talking to you here, in a way, this role which I have now, called mindfulness teacher, is a role which you are stepping into with all the creative ways you could make that role happen. So some of the things which, like this morning, I am saying to you, or Casper yesterday evening, or Ula, is that which you may well in your own free-spirited way be communicating with others. People will say to you, I really appreciated this evening with you, appreciated this workshop, appreciated this 6 weeks course of the evening meetings there. The person says, I have these kind of questions in my daily life, and it will require your initiative and your experience, which you will, in a kind of indirect way, pass over to others. So the more practice you have, the more experience that you have, the more authority will come over with regard to others. And it might be, and this has been a key theme of this year together, we've said it a few times now, we're not offering a kind of institutionalized prescriptive form which you repeat in an evening class every single week. That's not what we do. We want you to reflect on your experiences. You could be a parent, and you've got experiences of parenting. So you might offer a mindfulness course for parents, or for parents and kids, because you feel lots of authority in that. You may be a training in the business world, and you see that that might be useful to offer some mindfulness there. It could just be a meeting with your colleagues at the end of the day, to ask them, let's have a meeting for 10 minutes at the end of the day. What were we mindful of today? What worked for us today? Are there any changes that we might need to make? How are the ethics of the company? How's the communication between us? And that would be a mindfulness group of addressing that. And much, much more. So we want you to bring your life experience, whether you're a public servant, whether you're engaged in the arts, whether you're a parent, and much, 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 much more than that, to harmonize together the mindfulness practices with that which you have experience and knowledge and understanding in. Bring that together and form a mindfulness group. Or just teach mindfulness there in regular classes and so forth. So you will remember, hopefully, that the PDF I sent out to you fairly recently did include in that kind of 6 or 8 ideas of proposed classes, and that therefore in this period of time we do wish to encourage you to explore, find ways to start, sow the small seeds with others, and that will require some creativity. It will require your experiences. It will require some fresh steps for many in stepping into the unknown. And of course, a few of you already have mindfulness classes running and offering these kind of teachings to people. Yeah. And with that, they also will need renewal. So what that means here is you offer a class, or you give a talk. It could be in your living room at home. You know, plenty of us started, that's where plenty of us, including me, started off, a small group of people in my home. And from that there, your words, your communication with them can point out and give examples of what will give the reminder, what will give renewal at home. And sometimes, rather than I must be mindful all day, they could just start off at the breakfast table. Why not? Say, okay, this for this week, your primary practice is when you sit down and whatever you drink, your tea, your coffee, your toast, your muesli, or whatever you do, if breakfast time or at another meal time, and you say, that is my practice. Calm, presence, unhurried, connection with the one of the great events of life, picking up something to put it here. That's your practice. So they're not getting the idea, I've got to be mindful all the time. It's way too ambitious. So your teaching is to be supportive with the reminders in the daily life, which you then, if you're seeing that group or person or two a week later, then you can just check with them, how was that? What was it like to be really mindful at the meal table? Or whatever else you might say. Really mindful when washing the dishes. And listen to their good voice. And another following week, you might take another theme for the day, whatever that might be. Listen to music, reading a book, some formal meditation, practice time, etc. So it's real, your love, your connection, your empathy, and interest in the other is one of the big factors that contribute to people keep practicing. Don't underestimate for a moment the kind and precious authority that you have, and that gives people nourishment, and the nourishment gives a renewal, and that's part of the engagement as well. So I think I'm going to call it a day here. I've been going for 45 minutes, and I'm going to walk the talk. So after saying goodbye to you, wish you a lovely day, I'm going to finish off my cup of tea, and I've dropped carbohydrates for my daughter. She's always encouraged me to be experimental with the food, so I'm not eating bread at the moment. It's more like rice crackers or something like that, and put my tahini on top of that. And then to make the morning pilgrimage to the market for the weekly fruit and veg and stuff. That's the start of the day. It's cold here. It's 3 degrees this morning. There it's late April, and once again a reminder of the fluctuations in the climate. Whoa, what a world we live in. So wish you a really lovely, lovely day. You can see the lights. The sunlight is just coming right through the window. So you can see. You can see on the wall behind me. Yeah? Life goes on. May you have lots of light and love, as the spiritual people say, in your day. Thank you. Lots of love to you all. All right, I'm going to switch off all powerful red button. Okay, bye now. Mm-hmm.